taking a break from his construction work, resident Emmanuel Davids says he wasn't surprised when he found out about two shootings of black men by police in Minnesota and Louisiana.
But this thing has been going on for a long time, I think, you know, and the people haven't heard about it. But, you know, nowadays, anything that happens, a couple of minutes, it's on social media and everybody knows about it.
In both instances, video of the shooting or its immediate aftermath went viral on Facebook and elsewhere, and it appears to have provoked a sniper who opened fire at police during a peaceful protest in Dallas. Davids believes the sniper attack was an aberration.
It's just a few people that, I don't know, have the ideology or whatever, are fed up about this thing and just acted upon it, you know, but it doesn't reflect, you know. The community is not like that.
Many members of the black community have been quick to denounce the Dallas attacks, calling the event a tragedy. Still, for some in Providence, a distrust of law enforcement remains. Walking with his three young children, resident Ricky Stewart says it's hard to talk with his kids about the police.
That's a tough question. I mean, how do you, you know, because I am black, but how can you talk to them about it? How can you say police are bad? You're not supposed to, because they're here to help. You know, whenever you need help, we all call the police, you know, so.
Stewart wants his children, ages 6, 7, and 11, to feel comfortable around law enforcement. But when asked whether he trusts the police, he responds with hesitation.
You know, I'm not going to say this, that there's bad people everywhere. There's good people, there's bad people.
Providence Police Chief Hugh Clements says the violence of the past few days has been hard on police officers, too.
So certainly there's a lot of emotion, frustration, and more recently with last night's horrific incidents, pain.
Clements characterizes the relationship between residents and the police in Providence as generally good. He credits a community policing initiative, which emphasizes one-on-one interactions between residents and law enforcement.
It's been in a good place for a long time. However, it's a day-to-day thing. I mean, depending on the situations going on around the country and the emotions of that particular day.
During a press conference Friday afternoon, Governor Gina Raimondo offered condolences to the families of the slain Dallas officers, as well as the two men killed earlier in the week by police. And she told those gathered Rhode Island needs to address its own racial disparities.
In Rhode Island, 18% of our population is African American or Latino. 18%. 45% of our prison population is African American and Latino. We can do better than that. Let's fix broken systems so we have a more fair and just Rhode Island. Let's not accept this.
In downtown Providence, Janelle Williams stood with a small group of protesters in front of City Hall, holding a poster which read, "Hands up, don't shoot."
As a female, as a black female, double minority, I definitely felt myself, you know, being attacked.
Williams grew up in Rhode Island and says she has firsthand experience with police.
You know, I wasn't a good child, so I'm not going to, you know, sugarcoat anything. I was, you know, into like the streets and fighting. I was putting in and out of group homes, but there was an instance where an officer grabbed my head and slammed it on the hood of his car.
Today, Williams works as a corrections officer in Richmond, Virginia. She says she joined law enforcement to help change what she felt was a racist culture. She says she hopes she's making a difference.
It goes a lot on how open-minded you are to sit down with the face of the enemy and listen to their side. And I feel like, and that's where a lot of it comes from. Nobody wants to sit down and listen or understand.
Williams says those conversations can be difficult, but it will be necessary to repair trust between residents and police. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.